The U.S. Food and Drug Administration got a lot of press last week when it imposed new rules on e-cigarettes. But what got less attention was this.
I'll be known for a lot of things, but I will never
be known for wrinkled skin.
Ah! Yellow nails.
Smelly hair.
Or a busted smile.
All caused by what?
Smoking.
Yes, queen.
Every cigarette. Well, that's part of the FDA's new public education campaign to reduce tobacco use among LGBT young adults, whose smoking rate is 40%, roughly twice the national average. Joining us now with more is John Carroll, here and now media analyst. John, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit more about this new ad campaign.
This ad campaign is themed This Free Life, and the FDA is putting about $37 million behind it, targeting young lesbians, transgender individuals, drag queens, whose smoking rate, as you said, is phenomenally high. The ads show young lesbians meeting at a house party, gay couples getting married, a lot of different situations, and a lot of talk about coming out and being accepted by society. The whole idea is you're free of judgment, you're free from the shadows, be free from tobacco as well.
Okay. And what does the FDA say about why the smoking rate is so high among LGBT young adults?
It talks about the stress of coming out, the stress of sometimes navigating a new life. Some YouTube and blogging personalities in the LGBT community often promote tobacco use. So the FDA is looking at all those things and thinking this is a way, this is a means to try to reduce the appeal and the allure of smoking.
So a unique combination of risk factors then. And also, quite frankly, a unique ad campaign with drag queens in an anti-smoking ad. I mean, it's a really different take than the FDA has done in decades past, where they were just sort of targeting a much broader audience of people for their anti-smoking campaign.
Right, right. Back in the mid-90s, when the anti-smoking campaigns really took off, they were mass market advertising. So Massachusetts, for instance, spent about $50 million over 18 months when it first launched the campaign. Now they're much more highly targeted. So what you have are ads that are picking particular groups. So in the CDC, for instance, is running an ad campaign that's aimed at a very small group of people in a very limited number of states.
Okay, so we've got actually some sound from that ad, and this is a $70 million anti-smoking campaign with TV spots that provide tips from former smokers. Here's one of them.
When you have a hole in your neck, don't face the shower head.
Suction out your dome before you eat.
Crouch. Don't bend over. You don't want to lose the food in your stomach.
So who's the target group here?
The target group here is really two groups, current and former military and people with mental illness. The CDC says 3 of 10 cigarettes that are smoked by someone with mental illness. So, and they're limited to 12 states where the smoking rates are highest in the U.S.
Well, in the couple seconds we have, John, there's other anti-smoking initiatives underway, a partnership between the American Cancer Society and CVS Health.
Right, trying to get campuses to be smoke-free. There's also a American Legacy Foundation campaign aimed at pets, saying pets can be hurt by secondhand smoke and get cancer, so owners shouldn't smoke.
So if they can't get to the owners themselves, lean on the love they have for their pets.
They can try, yeah.
Well, John Carroll is media analyst for Here and Now and mass communications professor at Boston University. We've got a link to his blog at hereandnow.org. John, thanks.
Thank you.